We are back from recess, convening once again as the Taney County Commission, and as I understand it, a joint meeting with the Taney County Regional Sewer District Board of Directors to discuss city project agreement issues and other issues. We may go into executive session based upon where the conversations go, and that has been posted if we choose to do so, or if you all choose to do so, I presume. And this was a meeting that was requested by the Sewer District Board, so we're ready to proceed based upon whatever it is you'd like to bring up. Yes, sir.
You've called us to order. They'll have to call themselves to order, and then we'll go into.
I'll let them do whatever they need to do.
Okay, we'll call this meeting of the Sewer District to order and take a roll call.
Juan Daniels.
Larry Gardner.
Jeff Jackson.
Nathan Easley. And we do have a quorum present.
Gentlemen.
I guess by way of opening statement, and this is Nathan talking, maybe not representative of the board and the district, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me. I have realized that I have made the commission the enemy, that we were fighting each other. And something that Larry said last week made me recognize, or our last meeting, made me recognize that we should be working together instead of fighting each other. And from where I've sat, it has appeared we have been fighting. We've been going for different goals, the goals post. We didn't necessarily know where we were headed. The cities have come to us asking for things. We did not know how to answer. In line with some other things I'm doing, I've been at different city council meetings. Sewer district issues, things have come up. It has been tough, to say the least. So what I was hoping for today is that before we leave, your legal counsel is here, our legal counsel is here. If they need to be outside playing checkers, and we boil down the issues we want, and then we say to our legal counsel, this is what we want. Make it happen today so that it appears that most of the municipalities are here. We know where we stand when it's over. And then, and I don't have my copy of the agenda in front of me, we had wondered about where y'all stood with the lake bore. The Corps of Engineers has gone through their regulation or their things, and they've said that's good. I know there has been, pardon the pun, a stink raised about the odor issues on White Highway. Some of that system was built to take care of Power Site North when it came across the lake. There's just issues that have been hanging in the balance for the last 6 months that we feel like need resolved for a smooth path forward. And the things I've forgotten, you all feel free to address, and if Mr. Soutier or Mr. Coxey needs to step in here, those are the things I see as us needing to do. We've had several requests for, like I said, Forsyth has come to us with the request for funding. Bull Creek has for $19,000 maybe. Hollister, I know, has another project, about $175,000 they're wanting to do. Rockaway is needing their plant, some work done. There's many issues, and we just need to get this resolved soon. And I would hope that in the next 2 hours, we could resolve them and be finished.
Well, let me start with the first question. Do you want to go in depth to what it is that we need to resolve?
Part of these funding agreements, and what I'm going off of memory of the agenda that you and I went over a week ago, so pardon my ignorance.
Yeah, as soon as you make it copies for it, I have copies.
Most of the number two issue on our agenda, is this what you have?
I don't have it. Oh, this is all my stuff.
Incorporated area funding agreement review and approval consideration. How are we doing that?
are, I don't know, Felder, have we reached an agreement between the attorneys on the, reached an agreement on the agreement?
Hold.
I guess I should ask Mr. Felder. He works for us.
Hold on just a second. Would you state your question again, Nathan? I didn't hear you. That's the only reason I'm asking. I'm sorry.
I ask if we had reached an agreement about the funding agreements.
Okay.
But for approval, we inserted the word manager. I think we have an approval or an agreement.
I don't think so. And part of that deals, this is Pat Keck, by the way, for the, anybody wanting to know. Partly it is because I have now gotten to speak with Mr. Ziegenfuss about the city's concerns, which we did not have any input as to the city's concerns.
Pat, if either you or the other attorney are going to speak, could you come to one of the microphones? Could you come up, sir?
That'd be, makes it easier. That way we can have a dialogue. And
I'm sorry, but there are people listening, and they can't hear you all from back there. So.
I guess I would like to address two things. Number one, the agreements that we were going to utilize from the initial drafts involved just an agreement between us and the district, and we were going to let the district, because we're passing the money through the district is what I envision, just like we do all of it because they're managing the money, and then the district and city. David actually came up with a good idea, and that is to stick the district, the city, and the county all into the same agreement and set out what their responsibilities would be. He changed that, sent it to me, whatever the date, a week or so ago. I changed it some, sent it back to him, but after that, I spoke with Mr. Ziegenfuss, and he told me a couple of concerns that the cities, at least from his perspective, that he had, and probably other cities, regarding the agreement. I redrafted that agreement to reflect my thoughts on those issues, but I've not gotten to talk with you all about them, so I've not made my thoughts on those public until I talked with you all. If we are able to resolve those, the major two issues I think that we had in the agreement, then it sounds like the city's ready to go forward with it. And to get to address the other question, that may be the easier one. This is the harder one. Nathan, I appreciate your comment about looking at the commission as an enemy, and I think that has been festering around a lot. And I believe that part of the reason for that is because we hadn't had the opportunity to do what we're doing today, and that's sit down. And, you know, like I say about the legislatures, about half the time we got 15 different people in 15 different rooms trying to write the same statute, and that's kind of what we're doing here. We're trying to get an agreement where we got input from a lot of different people and unable to come together with it. And what David and I do is affecting the cities who've had no input at all. And so the problem is with the idea that you all meet and then tell us to make it happen. Part of the problem is that's what's happened in Taney County over the last several years. And that is they'd tell somebody to make it happen, they'd make it happen, but wouldn't have the power to make it happen. It wouldn't be correct. Wouldn't be within the power of you all to do, but it was done. And that's what this commission has kind of given me my guidance is make sure we don't do something we're not supposed to do and get us out of the stuff that has been going on previously that shouldn't have been going on. And so in order to do that, we may be stumbling and tripping on our toes and feet sometimes, but we want to make sure the cities, the district, and the commission do what they're supposed to do and is within their power to do. And so we're having to ferret that out a little bit. There isn't any doubt that you all cannot enter into an agreement for a common service. The doubt has come in, and I've said this, I know, to the cities and to the commission. I don't think I've ever said it to you all, but there is an attorney general's opinion that indicates that a county cannot pass county funds to cities. There's been some subsequent cases that show that there is a way to do that with a cooperative agreement. Now, because of that, we want to make sure we're doing it right, but I'm not sure it was done right previously by these accounts that you all have set up. But what we're trying to do here is trying to set that right, both to give you all money to do the projects and the cities as well. And in order to do that, we've got to struggle through an agreement that's simple enough that everybody understands it, but crosses all the T's and dots all the I's. So, and I have come up with two things that I think address the city's issues, but that's up to the commission whether I speak about those.
Your question was whether or not we have reached an agreement on the agreement, basically. And so it sounds like we're in that process. Can I go back and just give a little historical perspective, if I might? When the county commission years ago created the sewer district, they did so that the county could legally approach the problems that existed within Taney County, where we had sewer running on top of the ground. And the sewer district was formed, and they were appointed with the responsibility of addressing those issues. We didn't have any money. The presiding commissioner at the time asked that we pursue a sales tax and see if we could get a sales tax in place where we could fund capital improvements within the county. A commissioner who sat on the sewer district at the time, and back then we were required to have 8 county commission members sit on the sewer district, so one of the 5 was a commission member, made agreement with the sewer district members that there would be a relationship between the cities and the villages within the county to pass 25% of the monies through to those incorporated areas. One commissioner. When it ultimately came out that that agreement had been made, there was quite a debate within the county commission itself as to what to do with the dollars. The ultimate decision that was made by the county commission was to honor what had been agreed upon by that one county commissioner and the incorporated areas within the county. And the county, to the best of my knowledge, has done that ever since that time. When I was county clerk, we were required by the state auditor's office to have an agreement in place with every city and every village within the county that we passed dollars through to. And it was really quite simple. We're going to pass these dollars through to you, and here are the services you're going to provide. The one thing that was required of the sewer district was to make sure that the incorporated areas were, in fact, spending the earmarked dollars for capital improvements on capital improvements. Once that was done, and the county commission was assured that was the case, and the county commission passed those dollars through. For the last few years, and John, I'm going to ask you to correct me if I'm wrong, there haven't been any agreements between the incorporated areas and the county. So I guess I'm pretty much at fault for bringing that to the attention of the existing commission and saying, we need to be in compliance with Missouri law if we're going to pass these dollars through. Here's what the state auditor's office said, and in fact brought old state audits, which claimed that. So, but to me, it seemed like a simple process, build the agreements. And I'm going to ask Jim and Danny, every time we've gotten a request over the course of whatever the last 60 days or whatever from an incorporated area for monies, we have immediately agreed, because a letter was forthcoming from sewer district administrator that it was in fact for the intended purpose, we agreed to pass those dollars through. Is that right? Is that right?
That's right.
Not one of us have opposed that. Not one of us have disagreed with that. Not one of us have taken an opposing position to that. And I'll ask you gentlemen to correct me if I'm wrong. Over the course of this time, I've not had a conversation with any of you about these problems or the bureaucratic snafu or whatever it is that we've gone through. But our intent is absolutely to support that original concept, to continue passing those dollars through to the incorporated areas for capital improvements. John, am I right? There haven't been agreements in the last few years?
There hasn't been an agreement with what's being contemplated now. We did have the guidelines that kind of...
Let me restate that. Has there been a signed agreement between the incorporated area and between the county commission to pass those funds through? No.
Not like what's being contemplated now, no. It's informal. This is pretty much informal. There were plans submitted by the incorporated areas, but there wasn't any agreement.
Nothing written or signed. I can't find any agreements. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. And, Ron, that's exactly what I'm talking about the way it's been done in the past and the way we cannot do it.
I understand that. I appreciate that. This county commission has a fiduciary responsibility. We're passing dollars through to incorporated area. I want you to make sure that we're doing it right.
And that's what you told me about 10 times.
Absolutely.
And that's
we want to pass them through. Right. We want to make sure it's done right. And those are my comments about that. It's David, right?
How long have we been struggling with this agreement?
Since back in late March, early April.
Ron, it's just we don't know what to tell people when they come to us. The cities have come to us and said, we can't do it. We don't have an agreement in place. And being we're not aware what you guys do at all your meetings, you know.
Does it sound to me like, from the conversation I heard a minute ago, we're right there? Is that right? Or
I believe Pat and I are in agreement on, from the district and the commission's perspectives, we are in agreement on the language to be present. As I understand it, there's now an issue that Pat's been dealing with municipalities on to try to get worked out, which doesn't really
matter. Well, I'm not addressing that issue because that's nothing that we have had formal discussions about.
Can we have those discussions to get us hashed out? I mean, is there something you're going to share with us, Pat?
You want me to share?
Is that all right?
Well, I don't want to go, personally, I don't want to go into that area because I don't want to, I'm interested in moving forward with what we've already,
well, I think this is going to do. Keeps us from going forward.
Right. And Mr. Houseman, I think what David's saying is 99% correct. There are a couple of things that I noticed going through those cases that I was talking about and trying to get things cleared up. David's not seen the one that I actually finished this morning, that I've incorporated some stuff I saw in the cases and Mr. Ziegenfuss's concerns. If you want me to, I'm happy to go into them right now. If you prefer to wait until you all hear them in closed session, that's entirely up to you. They're nothing major, but it is adding into this agreement something that if the cities would have had it and been going along, their lawyers or actually Mr. Ziegenfuss came up with, and I just put it in legalese and fixed it. So if he wants to address them, that's fine.
Would you like to? We're sort of in the dark here, so we're trying to learn without. What I'm hopeful to accomplish is that we can move through this meeting. If there's differences, that we can find common ground, that we not do this in closed session, and that we in fact move forward in open session.
Certainly, I'm going to speak for the city of Hollister. We looked at the agreements as quickly as we got them. There was a couple of iterations. I did make a trip over and meet with Mr. Suti, gave him a marked copy of my documents, and we did appear in front of the District Board of Trustees to talk about that. And in talking with Ms. Keck about this, the City of Hollister's concerns, and I have spoken with legal counsel about that, but at this particular point in time, the indemnification paragraph was really the biggest one, that how that all worked and where that left the cities versus where it left the other two entities, or particularly the county. The county seemed to be pretty well protected in that. I had some concerns about how the cities were protected. We agreed to defend you in the case of litigation and things of that nature, and that didn't seem to be reciprocal. And Ms. Keck pointed out that if you fail to execute under the agreement, that was a breach of contract, and that we could move forward under those situations if we found ourselves at a disadvantage because the county didn't perform. And what that meant was you didn't pay. Well, that would find us either having to bring suit against the county to prosecute breach of contract or whatever else. It seemed to me that we were in a very similar position. If we didn't perform under the contract, we breached the contracts. You had the same things. We asked for a reciprocal indemnification is what was really the biggest issue there. And at that point, obviously, Pat and everybody else knows, I'm not an attorney. That was a concern that I had working with this stuff on a daily basis. I had a couple of other format things and things like that. Pat says, look, I mean, she was very forthright. I've got some ideas about this, but as she just stated, she works for you guys. She represents you guys. And so this may be an easy way forward. And she said if it's your pleasure, that she'll suggest some of that and work with it, and maybe this whole thing can be resolved. If not, we'll go through the process and we'll continue to try and work on the agreement. The issue here is for many of the cities that you see, and as you've already heard, the clock's ticking, and they're in a difficult position because they truly need the funding, and I think it's to everybody's benefit to be able to work forward. It's been my experience talking with each of the entities that are represented here. Everybody has the same goal. And I personally don't feel we're too far apart. We just need to actually get it on the table, and I think this is a great opportunity. So at least for the city of Hollister, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Our concern is about a couple of paragraphs in there, and one of them particularly, and that is that indemnification. Past that, I think it's ready to move forward. I would express a concern in the fact that it is envisioned that in the future we would actually have two agreements, a conceptual agreement, the first agreement, and then secondly a construction agreement. And judging from the number of projects that many of us have and the number of improvements that we make to facilities and things, that's going to be a significant number. But if that's the best way to do it, I don't know that anybody's opposed to that. In deference to some of the other folks that have their city and the village staff as one person, there's just a lot to do there. But aside from that, I have copies of the 1996 intergovernmental agreements that we had that dealt with this. I have those original guidelines and stuff with me if anybody has a question. I spend a little homework time finding all that old stuff, but it is there.
Okay, so, okay.
At any rate, that's my concern about that, and if it's you guys' pleasure and we have a solution to that, it may be a very short meeting for us.
Mike, just a quick question. The construction agreement, because in the past, right or wrong, whether we were right or wrong, in the agreement we passed dollars through, and the incorporated areas spent those dollars on capital improvements. We received information from you all showing it was from capital improvements. We did that for the state auditor because the state auditor audited us and wanted those documents and documentation. And so my question is, in the indemnification, are we asking for indemnification in case an incorporated area doesn't spend the dollars properly? Or are we asking it for some other reason?
I'm going to defer that to Ms. Keck, because she's going to tell you exactly what you're asking for. I could tell you what it appears to me you're asking for, but she would know specifically.
If you want to say what you think it is, and that way I'll know.
What do you think it is, Rick?
I really, it appears to me that if we fail to perform under, and yes, use the dollars incorrectly or fail to manage the project in a responsible manner, resulting in damage to the county. And I understand that in some cases that you've experienced being sued for things that you've worked through. What my concern stems from was we had a $400,000 ultraviolet disinfection project that was in the works. And it was approved through the channels, and I've brought that documentation and finally was completed, and the engineers sent us a document saying that it was ready to go. We forwarded all that. We had the sewer district's approval that it had been done. But the final $134,000 got caught up in the process. Well, this was Cruise Construction out of Neosho. This is three people, and the wife is the accountant. And they've done numerous projects for us at the wastewater plant, and they do a great job. They're a very competitive bidder, and they do everything they're supposed to. But the way they, in all of these contractors, they buy the materials up front, which is the biggest part of this stuff, and that got paid. $300,000 of this got paid. Then at the end of this, that last remaining amount is their profit in the job, except that there was no forthcoming money. Now, the city of Hollister was fortunate enough to have $134,000 in debt reserves so that we could write them a check so that they didn't go broke, because they're a very small business, and missing out on that $134,000 for the 45-plus days that it took to resolve through this was a difficult situation. And I will tell you, we keep about $200-plus thousand in debt reserve. We were down to $45,000 in debt reserve. That was uncomfortable. One payroll is $52,000. So that's ugly for us. And we are the second largest economy in Taney County. So you can imagine what the other folks face. So at any rate, what happens if we fail to pay? We just said, look, the county, we've got, here's all of our approvals, here's the engineer stuff, here's everything, you did everything you're supposed to, but we can't pay you, we have no money. They would sue us, and they would probably go broke in the interim time, but they'd sue us. Who's going to stand beside us when we got sued? We didn't have anything to do with this, but who would, that's the scenario that if the county, for whatever reason, if something happened, the money didn't come through, and we got sued, who would stand beside us? We could come back and sue the county. We could defend ourselves against Cruz. We could do all that stuff. But all of that just makes the expenses roll larger and larger and larger. We don't want to sue you guys. You guys want to pay. We know that. These guys want to pay. All of us want to be good partners. That's what we're up against. If you guys aren't making us defend you because we did something wrong, then okay. I don't know that I disagree with Ms. Keck that that's a responsible thing to have in there. What I'm saying is I think it's responsible for the municipalities and the political subdivisions to have a paragraph that's like that, that if you fail to perform, that we have recourse other than suing you for breach of contract, that it's already memorialized in the agreement. Get that? I feel quite strongly I know for sure I would recommend that City Council approve those agreements. So that's really my position on all of this. There has been nobody in this whole system that hasn't been very gracious with their time to speak with me. And I've spoken with members of the bench. I've spoken with members of the district, attorneys. So anyway, everybody's been good, and everybody's been willing to work on it. I think she may have a way forward.
So we have language that addresses, okay.
I can show it to you all first if you want to read it real quick before.
Jim, Danny, you got comments while we're regarding where we're at here?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
In the first place, maybe I didn't know that I had enemies that I didn't know I had. I didn't know that the sewer board had become an enemy to the county commission.
I'm listening.
The fact that there has been some miscommunication, there's one simple thing, and I don't quite understand it. Rick, who I have the utmost respect for, that mentioned that the clock was ticking and these people needed to be paid. If there's an agreement, a contract signed between the cities and the district or the commission, all we do is pass the money through. You're the ones that tell us if the project is completed, whether it be your administrative people or what. At that point, like as Ron has said, anything that comes before us that has a signature on it and a contract approved, there's not one commissioner up here I speak for because it just went through the group that's not willing to pass funds through. And we sure don't want somebody to end up with a debt that they have agreed upon but can't pay. Because we have monies to be appropriated, but it has to be in a legal manner. So I didn't. I have spoken with some of the sewer board members. Yes, we've talked about issues at the sewer board, but as far as being an enemy of the sewer board, I have not. I didn't know that was. You're going to have to express yourself in a different way than what you have for me to understand that we have become enemies with you. Maybe not everything has worked as smoothly as we would have liked for it to have worked, But I don't see that that this problem is that big money-wise. As soon as we get the agreement signed, like I said, it's come through accounts payable. I could just soon get the process moving along, get agendized, and approve the accounts. So that's where I'm at. I don't. I'm just misunderstanding some of the maybe some of the conversations that went on when we were not in a sewer board meeting. Now, I understood that some people come forward last week and Ron was out on a Tuesday that you guys had your meeting and some people come up to see us and we weren't there. There was no agendized meeting for the other two commissioners to meet with them. And as you guys know, the scrutiny we've been under certain situations like that, we wouldn't have met with you anyway. We couldn't have. And so that's where I'm at with the whole thing. I don't know whether Jim has anything to say about that or not. But
I mean, the only thing is that obviously this is a new process and we're struggling through the process. And I'm hoping that once we figure out this boilerplate, that we don't have to have this issue again. I mean, I know you guys want to do your duties and we wanted to pass the money through. So I'm hoping we can get this knocked through. I mean, obviously there's been times where we could be upset at each other, but let's get that behind us. I just really want to get these agreements in place so that the municipalities aren't the victim of this whole process. Danny, did she give you a copy of the agreement?
Yeah, here she did.
Should all of the incorporated areas' legal representatives be given a time frame to review these documents so we're not back here with some other changes or something like that?
The sewer board and the commission will discuss that now.
In response to what Danny said, I think maybe part of the animosity, Rod, has come from the fact that the length of time that's taken to formulate these documents. You know, we had engineers hanging out. We went through the same process. We were supposed to have a separation of all this by the first of the year. We had engineers hanging out for a lot of dollars, too, that we couldn't pay them because of these funding agreements. And I don't think it's so much, I don't mean personal animosity. It's just the fact that, why isn't this done? Why isn't this done? Why isn't this done? You know, and I know you guys got a lot of stuff on your plate, but...
The entire way of doing business obviously has changed because we're totally separate now, which that we've been fought for quite some time. We staff managed to implement a payroll system, basically do a company startup on fairly short order for what they had to work with. But, you know, we're the sewer district, but we have a utility business to run by default. And then we have the new projects, and also like to serve as the pass-through agent for the municipalities. And I know we had several questions, and as far as animosity, it wasn't animosity so much as that we couldn't seem to get a meeting. I think we'd requested a meeting a couple of times just to sit down to get some, because to me, if you're going to partner with someone, there needs to be two-way communication. And we have been able to communicate, but it's been through our attorneys, which doesn't, if we're going to work together closely, as we'd like to work with the commission as close as we can with the municipalities and just have two-way discussions. Obviously, Pat Keck is right about one thing. The way things have always been done doesn't mean they weren't always right. So we do want to make sure that we're doing things the right way, but in order to do that, we still need to sit down and talk on occasion. We don't, without a doubt, we wouldn't need to meet with the commission once a month or... But occasionally, we would like to maybe request a meeting and be put on the agenda just to resolve maybe a minor issue.
Help me out. Prior to this request to be on the agenda, which we all agreed to and you're here today, you've requested before to be on the agenda and we said no?
I believe it was twice that we were scheduled to be on the agenda and that was canceled for whatever reason.
Thank you.
that was what I was led to believe.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only time I can remember, there was a time that we got a list of items, we sat down with Mr. Suti, went through them all, and I believe we had them all resolved at that point. Well, and so and that was part of what the confusion was, is that I do remember a request, but there was a list of things, and I think we sat through them, and my assumption was that we knocked them all out, but...
That was the question that was asked, and that was the answer that was given. But, right. John, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say that...
John?
Yes.
Sorry,
That's okay.
We're recording and broadcasting at the same time.
I just wanted to say that the board had made a request. You know, one of the issues was the animal shelter property, and there's a couple other things. The commission had asked me to... draft a report explaining to why the board wanted to meet the commission, what items they wanted to discuss. The way I remember it, there was a scheduling conflict. At least one commissioner, maybe two, were going to be out of town on that day, and so you asked me to come up, I believe it was on a Thursday, to discuss those items, which I did come up, and we discussed those, and I reported back to the board what our discussions were regarding those. So. And I've got the emails and stuff on that. So.
I think probably everyone on the board had the same concern about the municipalities, because we like to see them have access to the funds that they have eligible, because on an unimpeded basis, as long as it's for a capital project and it's being managed properly, because we have our own projects, but obviously the municipalities have. This money is a great benefit to them as well, because it allows them to expand their system, make improvements they wouldn't otherwise be able to make. And as far as pollution in the county, your municipalities, you have your largest, you know, highest density populations where you have your largest potential source of pollution. So the better their system operates, the cleaner water we all have, in addition to what we do as a district. And we just want to try to get them their funding as quick as possible. There's another matter that, you know, this tax, there is a sunset on this tax. And if the municipalities are continue to receive a documented benefit to this tax, probably if this comes up for renewal on the ballot, we'll receive more support from the people in the municipalities to have this. Maybe have this tax extended if that becomes an option at that point in time. Because that's, if you put a ballot issue up to municipalities, that carries the majority of the county.
No, I understand. There's all kinds of questions out there. I've been approached by one from the city that would like to see a law enforcement tax instead of this tax. And I hear you. I'm clear.
Are we still tracking the city's percentage of the sales tax on a monthly basis? You know, we used to get it, say, Hollister has so much, and blah, 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 down the line. I'm wondering if we're still doing that.
Well, are we? Not exactly, and I'll tell you why. Is it because we're not sure about the legality of that process? That's the bottom line of that. We're working through, can we do that? And Ron, you want to step in, you can, but we're not tracking it. No. I mean, the answer is I'm not aware of us tracking it right now because of the legality of, can we actually do that?
What you ask is a simple matter. If we take 25% of every dollar that comes in, and then you proportion it out to however many incorporated areas they are, that's a simple computation to make. The ballot issue was, it was a county sales tax. The county opted to use it for sewer purposes. The verbal agreement that happened years ago was, we're going to give part of that money through intergovernmental agreements to incorporated areas for sewer capital improvements within the incorporated limits. Some years later, there was a county commission that opted to make and drew up an official agreement. This commission can do the same thing, and anything that we do following December 31st can be overturned by a new county commission basing that. To the best of my knowledge, let me ask, Are we still defining what those dollar amounts are for incorporated areas? That was Larry's question. When I say we, I mean now I mean us or you.
As of December 31st, we officially stopped tracking that. Susie, she did receive information from upstairs on what those amounts were, and I don't know where she's at with that right now, but we do have the numbers up until that period of time. But we were unclear on how this process was going to move forward. But that was the other thing about the certification page on these agreements. There's an amount of money in this line item. Some of these cities have very large projects which could come in and take a large amount of those funds if it's in one basket or one pool. Is that going to be on an as-available basis, the funding of these projects, as the auditor or whoever's in charge of that would look at that that fund and certify that there is enough money for that? But if that was depleted, is that going to mean that some areas might not get funded for their projects? Because in the past, you know, and I know that's probably was going down the wrong road, but each entity had built up a level of dollar amounts for their community.
On paper.
Yes, sir. And then, yes, exactly. And now it's kind of under one budget line item now, so I didn't know if it's going to be, if that's something that when I submit or when I promote an agreement with the community, that I need to make sure that there's enough money to do what they're wanting to do before I would, you know, give a letter of recommendation to you gentlemen.
And Jim's comment was right now there's some legal questions about that, and we're waiting our way through that. Just let me ask very quickly, there's a number of members of incorporated areas that are here. Do any of you have any comments that you want to make? Or
mine, just to get to this, I'm Larry Klein, Mayor of Rockaway Beach, and like Rick talked earlier, you know, they happen to have the money. Well, we don't have that kind of money that we can pull out, and the process has taken so long, it's costing my city taxpayers a couple $100 here, next week another $300, a couple weeks later another couple $100, just trying to keep things patched, because there's no sense in going in and spending big bucks when we're going to upgrade the system and the and our pump systems, because a lot of the pumps we got out there weren't made to take the amount of houses that are on it. So we got to upgrade all these things. And it's costing my taxpayers now penny ante them to death because the process is taking so long. All I ask is, we worked with the sewer board, is if we could speed this process up, do it right. We don't want to go so fast it's not done right. But speed it up so we can get it done, get an agreement, so we can get these things fixed. So
I think we're...
Thank you.
I think we're within a nanosecond of having that done, which, if I'm not mistaken, once that has been crafted and agreed to, that's the template we're going to use for everything, is it not, or to move forward?
And the reason, just to address one of Mr. Ziegenfuss's issues about two of these, the reason is because the concept phase and construction phase are really two different things, and the concept phase doesn't pass, but you've already funded X amount of dollars for the entire thing, it makes it a little more problematic. And because of the issues that I saw in the cases about trying to make sure there is oversight over the money and it's just not turned over to the cities or district or whatever, that's the best thing we could come up with in order to make sure the oversight was there. So... And that said, once David is looking at those right now and has some changes, we can send it out to the cities and they can put their blessing on it. I can't see why it can't be done by the end of the week. But we do need to know what the projects are and how much they are and what phase they're in, though. We do need that, because once we start churning these out, if they've been approved by the commission, the project themselves have been approved by the commission to receive the funds, it's these documents, once we get these hammered out, are real simple to modify.
Can we agendize all of these for Monday? So that, is that a possibility? Or is...
I can't. Monday's Memorial
Tuesday,
Day, isn't it?
Wednesday? Oh, I think we're not scheduled till Thursday, are we, of next week?
Yeah, it depends on how fast we can do this. We I mean, I don't want the commission to be the reason for this. I mean, we're this close. Let's just get the details and get it scheduled as soon as possible.
It doesn't make any difference. We can agendize it and have a call-in vote if the scheduling doesn't work out to get the problem solved.
If we could do this, if we could have each of the cities who have projects they want that they actually have on the table, new projects that they have on the table, not old ones. The problem Mr. Ziegenfuss and Hollister had was it got mixed in with an old project mixed in with a new bunch. And so what we have to do is make 100% sure they're new projects, and we need to know if they're concept or construction phase. And if we can get that information, we can get it plugged in, and we can get it back to you all to review and have your boards or aldermen or whoever take a look at it, vote on it, and then it comes to the commission whenever, and we'll just try to get them all passed. I mean, reviewed before they ever get to them. But I do not know, and I don't know if Mr. Suti needs to address this or who needs to address it, have all of these projects the cities are interested in doing been looked at, and the commission's already approved them, and the district's already approved them. Every one of them.
Let me ask a legal question of both of you, if that's all right. First, can we as a commission today give blanket approval for all these existing agreements? No.
Because they're not existing yet.
All of these existing projects.
Oh.
That when council has stated that we're ready to go, I can sign them. That way the county commission doesn't have to be here. I do.
If you can give permission over the existing projects,
yes,
we can get them in final form and submit them to you for then final approval. But I don't think you can until we actually get the project. If you tell us the projects, and that's my first concern, is that you all have put your blessing on the projects.
Way we can do that today.
Hold it. I've got just a little bit of problem here. I'm not understanding. These projects have already been submitted to the sewer board. Right? A list of those projects have already been submitted to the sewer board, so those projects could be submitted to us for approval.
Have they been submitted to the sewer board?
That's what I'm asking.
John Suti has given us a letter on numerous projects, so we've approved each one of them. That come
I only have three.
Okay.
Where I'm at.
The last project came before the board was the city of Forsyth. In the primary clarifier and the issue, it's very important to Chris and the city down there. That has been submitted to the board. There's a cost on that. The information we received from Bull Creek Village, there was some pump repairs that had been undertaken. Those things in the past had been handled as on a staff level. They come through. They meet the criteria historically of what has been approved. There was some repairs that they had made to some pumps and different items like that. That didn't necessarily go before the board because it was just a common practice of how we had done things in the past. It wasn't a capital project issue. So I did look at it, though. I looked at their invoices and everything. There's no doubt it meets the criteria. The city of Hollister, as Mr. Ziegenfuss has stated, the UV improvements had been something that had been ongoing for quite some time. There have been different updates to the board periodically. You know, we were well aware the project was going on. There were some mixer motor repairs and different things along with the UV upgrades that they had done there. So there was knowledge on that. I have the documentation in my office on what was done there. You know, definitely meets the historical criteria.
No, I got a question for you on that, John. When you keep saying that it's done administratively, is the board aware of the administrative cost? And here's where I'm getting confused, is we've got Mr. Ziegenfuss that received $300,000-some-odd for a project, still was owed $140,000. I'm using round figures. Does that fall, that one particular project, does it fall under the old part of the contracts that were signed previous to the split of the sewer board and the county commission, or were they under the new part, which should have been approved by these gentlemen and sent to us?
That's okay. Where I'm at. I'm kind of confused how we passed the $300,000+ because it was an old project, is the way I understood it, which had already been started.
Yeah.
Just one comment. If we're going to enter into an agreement where we're going to have the sewer board approve it, sign the agreement, nothing can be done administratively like it was in the past.
Yeah,
because they won't know what you've agreed to.
Yeah.
I'm sure that before they sign it, they're going to want to have a discussion about even something administrative, like I think you said the Bull Creek Village.
Yeah. So that's not a problem.
I mean, I think that's going to be another new step to the mm-hmm. process is that...
We just never had nothing this structured is what we're doing.
Right. I can't imagine you guys...
Last Monday, Rockaway and Bull Creek both came to us Tuesday, for approval of those projects.
Okay.
Because we knew this meeting was coming, we did not have final agreements, we were in the dark about issues, we postponed them until today, and obviously they're here. And then, if she gave you a copy of this, you'll see that there's an if necessary part where we could go back downstairs and meet and approve their requests type thing if we get all these agreements done.
Okay.
So, City of Forsyth has come to you. Bull Creek and Rockaway have not because we held them off last week until today.
Rockaway Beach, I submitted a letter upstairs. Well, actually, I submitted a letter back to Rockaway Beach on their pump station modifications to present to the County Commission. They had requested to be on the agenda, and then that's where we were going through these talks on this new agreement process. And so that's where they had made that request some time ago, but they've been waiting for us to resolve these issues.
Well, it's going to have to come through the board.
That's fine.
Look, it's going to have to come through the board before the county commission are going to have the contracts in front of them to agree on and to get the money to who it needs to go to. If you haven't agreed on the Rockaway and or Merriam Woods and Bull Creek or Rockaway, if you haven't approved those, there's no possible way that it could come to our attorney for us to approve. I mean, that's pretty simple. Every city project has to go through the district first and then come to us. It has to have your stamp of approval on it, or we're not going to consider it.
Danny,
I mean, that's just pretty simple, isn't it?
As far as I know, in the past, I know Branson would bring a project to the board, Hollister, Forsyth, everyone brought projects to the board, and obviously they were on the agenda by that time, so they had met with the administration, our administrator, and they had done a review because obviously none of us are sewer people. I can tell you about electricity, but not much about sewer other than it runs downhill unless you pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we would rely on our staff expertise to, obviously, if they're going to do their replacing line with a larger line, some of layman's term, it's easy to tell if it's a capital improvement or not. But do we know if it's necessary, if it's really an improvement? No, but we relied on our staff. So they would always bring the project to us, and then we would usually take staff's recommendation to approve or deny. But, you know, we didn't claim to be sewer experts.
Right.
But we would rely on staff heavily to make our approval. But I don't think historically with all those projects we didn't just cut a city a check for $500,000 and say, hey, go do your project, pay your bills out of this. I think they probably were paid out over a period of time as the pay requests come due. Isn't that correct? So some of those, we approved the overall project, but on the administrative level, some of the payments were processed by the cities. And they were done through our administrator, and they would, because that's what he was paid to do, those payments would come in. He would look them over, and he could tell if this really was sewer pipe to us, it would just be more words on paper. So we were relying heavily on our administrator to actually go over the invoices and verify that that was for sewer use.
Right.
So
that's a process that the engineers and the people that they deal with have to go through, and then it is presented to you guys. And like I said, we sit here ready to issue funding to the cities. But We cannot do that without your approval on it, without your approval as a district.
We were going to approve it the last meeting. There was some talk of approving it. And we decided after hearing Rick's persuasive argument and some of the other cities saying they weren't real comfortable with the language, we decided to wait till after we had this meeting before we formally gave our approval, because it would have been subject to the old agreement.
Right.
Well, not that we weren't prepared.
Right, I understand. I understand.
And I understand we have to do that.
But the contract should be between the city and you guys, and that should be something that you're satisfied with before it comes to us, and we are satisfied with it. That's the way I understand the steps to be, and I think that's the way this whole thing is set up. Right. If I'm wrong, I mean, I correct me, because you rely on administrative staff to direct you towards the cities, whatever project they have, and we're ready to, you know, move forward. So I could be missing out on some step. If I am, well, be sure and correct me on it.
Now that's historically the way it's been handled, but they would bring, be it Rockaway, Forsyth, Branson, Hollister, you know, any municipality that had a project, they would bring it. It would get put on the agenda. They would usually give us a minute, 2 or 3 minutes, sometimes a 5 minute presentation on why that project was needed, why they felt it was needed on their system. And if before that, obviously our staff would have reviewed it to verify that, you know, this is an improvement. It will reduce their operating cost, improve your efficiency. You'll have better outflow into the discharge stream.
Right.
And if it was a legitimate project, we would go in. I don't recall us ever denying one.
They're relying upon the engineers, though, right? And you're relying upon that information so you can grant the funding.
Right. And but like I said, you know, I think the projects have always been approved by the board. But as far as individual pay requests come through, now we wouldn't necessarily approve every pay request that came through. We would approve the dollar amount that the project had to be completed for.
I think that's where, and I don't want to talk too much, but it sure is educational to me, because I understand, I think that the concept phase, which pays the engineers, which starts this whole process, that has to be approved by you guys first, and then the project, after they come back, that's approved. That's the reason we want to keep both of them separate, so that we don't have one lump sum of money that goes into a project that has a concept phase and a completion phase, construction phase, all in the same deal, and it may not go anywhere.
Can I address the agreement itself? Since cities are here, sewer board members are here. For what I understand, at least the circles that have been is the new language that we've agreed to, at least to this point. It says, A, the county agrees to provide funding for the concept phase of the such-and-such feasibility study project up to X amount of dollars. No additional money above that stated in this agreement will be allocated to the project without prior written approval from the commission prior to their work being performed. Number two, unless an invoice requires immediate payment under the terms of the project contract or due to an emergency, the county will pay the city by the 15th of each month for the invoices then due on the concept phase of the project, which have been approved by the district and the city's engineer or project manager. The invoices must be presented to the commission at least 7 days prior to approval for payment. And then the last one that I see that circled is attorney fees. In the event of any suit or action to enforce or interpret any provision of this agreement or that is based on this agreement, the prevailing party is entitled to recover, in addition to other costs, reasonable attorney fees in connection with the suit, action, or arbitration, and in any appeals. The determination of who is the prevailing party and the amount of reasonable attorney fees to be paid to the prevailing party will be decided by the court or courts, including any appellate courts, in which the matter is tried, heard, or decided. And out of this multi-page agreement, those are the only areas that I see that have been marked. So those are the areas that we've now...
That's the main thing. Mr. Hausman, we did add for those that have seen it prior, a requirement for the city to go through the proper bid requirements. And that's
okay.
Number one under the city agrees to. That wasn't something Mr. Zivicus had asked to be put in there. I put it in there. I think we all know we have to adhere to that.
Well, this says city agrees to obtain bids necessary to value the feasibility of the project. Okay, I get you. Any comments about that, or anybody want to come up and take a look at this? That, because I read it, and sometimes, at least for me, it's easier to see it than to read it, because it takes me a minute to
absorb it. Those are the only changes, aren't they, Ron, that we that we see throughout the entire agreement?
Those are the main changes, and we do have the construction phase, which portion of it, which also reflects those things that were added. I'm not sure David ever had the feasibility phase for the cities, but what I did is take the construction phase agreement David and I had been working on, put it into the feasibility phase he and I had used for the district, and just added the city stuff in it. But I have an extra copy of the construction phase part, which I'm not sure the cities have seen. A couple copies.
There's a mute button on that microphone. And you hold it.
You push
button.
It.
Just push it, and it'll turn green. I mean, the green will turn off.
Don't hold it. You have to hold it down.
There you go. Now you can talk, and nothing gets recorded.
This was. I'm sorry, I'll talk back here. It's a lot easier in the old days, wasn't it, Angela?
Ron, do you mind if I make a couple of comments to the city while we're...
Part
of the problem I know on two of the projects that I've looked at over the last 3 weeks and for payment was the engineers were sending a letter saying, yes, we have, you can pay the money. And that's pretty much all they were saying is, yeah, you can pay the money. When I inquired back, well, do you have all the lien releases something from the subcontractor showing he has all the subcontractor lien releases and so on, the answer was no. And without those things, it's exposing you all, which in turn exposes the district and the county. And so it's kind of important to make sure that engineers do what they're supposed to, because right now I'm defending two suits because they didn't. And I might even suggest in your scope of services agreement with the engineers that you put in something like an indemnity agreement where they agree that they're going to take care of it if they don't get you what you're supposed to, because they're the professionals. There's one that are supposed to know. They usually draw those contracts. They usually are the ones that submit them. So it would be good if they are responsible to make sure to get the information they're required, or you all are required to get. If there is, and there will be lots of projects probably where you're not, a checklist to make sure you get all the things you need. The real important things on public projects, just off the top of my head, if there's a prevailing wage issue, you got to make sure that they certify that the prevailing wage has been met, make sure that all liens and material and labors have all been paid, make sure you have all that down and that they certify it that it is. Because if they certify it is, and then it's not. So, in other words, the contractor who you'd be working with, probably whoever's doing the work, or you doing the work. Oh. Oh, to get. You would, that would be. No, that's not. But that is a material lien, which means you need to have a materialman's waiver signed by them that you have, that you are paying for the material. And if they won't sign it until you actually pay for it, you need to have them submit the form with their invoice so that when it is paid and you send it, you know what form they agree to sign before they get their money. So that would be the only thing in that.
I got one other thing. We'll get this all hashed out here because I think everybody's going to be in agreement as soon as we get this part of it. What if you have an emergency situation like we've had in the past where you have a major issue that blows up in one of the areas and it comes before the John or Eddie and we have to get something fast done where there's a contract? What do we do under those circumstances, Pat?
Well, if you're using the sales tax money, you have to have an agreement in place to pay it out.
To pass it through.
You have to have some kind of agreement.
I want to make it quick. I want to make it to where that we don't have to do all these call
meetings. Well, all we have to do, we can have a form, that's what we need to do. We need to have a form so that those people, when an emergency comes up, they fill out this form, get submitted to you all, you can sign it immediately.
Right.
Even if it's, you know, because you can call emergency sessions, obviously, if it's a true emergency. Part of the things that I hear and see, though, over this time of working with this, is we're really on the thin line of using this sales tax money for repairs and not for true improvements. And that is one thing, if you ever get audited for the sales tax money, that could come back. And we do need to keep it to improvements and out of repairs. And then in that regard, before I sit down, because I was going to mention this eventually anyway, Mr. Ziegenfuss, the good news about speaking with him, and I've been in a lot of biosolids meetings with him, and he knows his stuff, I might say, about the sewer issue. He has brought to my attention several aspects of where we might be able to use what's being used as could be used as tax money is not being utilized that way, and it's costing some of these cities money and the district where maybe we wouldn't have to, where we could use some of this money and utilize it in a better way. And so I don't know enough about it to address it at all, but he does, and I'd sure utilize his experience in this to figure out where that is, because it sure makes sense.
But here's my question, is we're in the middle of getting this straightened out now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the form ready, so let's be prepared in case the accident happens. We already know what's going to take place at that point, and we don't have some municipality in a panic over the deal, so we can get the forms. We're paying two attorneys here to get us a form ready and make it simple enough to...
That makes good sense, because with our recent weather patterns we've experienced, we've had some flooding. And I know the districts, we've had a couple of emergencies due to road washouts, sewer line break. Cities have problems, low water areas. Obviously, we had a recent tornado. That's something we haven't had to deal with. That would have hit a wastewater plant and been shut down for a period of a few days. That could have led to a large problem. So there does need to be a pool of money that can be utilized on an emergency basis to correct those things, to keep the sewage out of the lake streams as much as possible.
We're satisfied with the changes that have been made and everything.
So based on what I believe I'm hearing is that as soon as you guys want to meet about the Rockaway and Bull Creek Village, we'll post the agreement for the three entities. I showed, because we've already passed all this for their money, I believe. So we're talking about City of Forsyth, Rockaway, and Bull Creek, and the next three agreements will be posted even as quick as Thursday, if you guys in fact met today.
And we're
your agenda to do that.
We are.
Okay.
And you go.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is that if we're consistent, we'll just post something for Thursday to get these things voted on and approved.
I think those only come with one signature line, as Ron mentioned before, so we can vote on it however we need to post it on a call-in or whatever, and then one signature line for you, and then you're the chairperson and get it attested, and then we're ready to go, is the way I understand it.
The cities need to sign it. So,
first, I think. So is that a possibility for us to send it to them, then to finish, give it to you all, and then come to the commission?
Well, that's, yeah,
however. And the process would be the city then, Darkson?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but how are we going to know, because you all have to keep the final form, how do we make sure we get these forms back? They have to be recorded here at the courthouse.
To make you guys last.
That's what I'm thinking. We probably, whether you all start or you all start.
But here's you, the city's to us.
Okay. Well, and the reason we're asking for that to be out of the order that you had mentioned is they are, have a tentative agenda this afternoon to meet down in their offices to discuss incorporated area funding, right? So they could do that today.
The cities still have to meet the intergovernmental agreement too, though.
Right.
They're going to have to go through their aldermen and posters too. So,
so long as they know which agreements they're approving, and that, and then they can approve them. We can get them informed, and they can approve them. He can sign. The city needs to sign them before they come back to the justice.
David, you have
instructed process that way that it comes this way from the city.
Yeah.
Did we envision, Pat, that somebody was going to actually fill in this afternoon while we're here and print out and make our typos and changes that we've discussed?
Yes.
Okay.
If we could.
If we can do that, then we can vote on them as soon as those are done.
I can call my assistant and have him email them to
Nikki or something.
Nikki or whoever.
Sewer District.
Susie, yeah, just email them to Susie.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect.
Chris?
I've actually got one on the agenda tonight, so should I just bypass that and say we'll have one ready for the next meeting? We've got the original version of the agreement on it.
We could give it to you after we meet today.
That'd be great.
No, wait.
That'd be not posted.
You've already posted that original agreement. You can change it.
Did you post the original agreement or just allude to what the agreement? I'm curious.
We've posted the discussion.
We just posted the funding agreement.
Oh, then it's perfect.
Yeah. Sounds like they're going to give you a copy today.
So are we ready to move on then? To number three.
Do we have anything else regarding municipal agreements?
Ben, Jim.
Pat, is there anything lacking on any agreement, municipal agreements that were?
And obviously, we're all in agreement, aren't we, on providing this emergency waiver form that
absolutely
we're going to develop? Okay.
That's a challenge. So let's.
We'll ask him to make sure.
So this is taken care of.
This.
That's taken care of.
All right, what's our problem?
Well, we didn't post. We posted only district city project agreement issues. And we didn't post your agenda. We didn't post your agenda to our agenda. So we didn't let anybody know that we're going to discuss the Lake Moore project because it wasn't on our agenda.
Is that not issues?
Well, I don't have it listed as other issues.
It is issues, but
it wasn't an issue. It was issues.
What he pointed out is my agenda says specifically Taney County Regional Sewer District / City Project Agreement issues.
Nothing else.
That's it. Now, we may go into executive session for litigation, personnel, and contracts. We have that.
So does number four qualify as that?
Well, definitely. That would be a contract regarding the building.
Right.
Yeah, properties.
I
could ask a technical question here in a second of our counsel. Since we have two different agendas, ours does not coincide with the different matters that they want to talk about. They're posted. We're both in open meeting. Can we sit here and listen to what they have to say?
Yeah, I think you can listen, but my question
and not
is,
comment?
What are we posted for? What's
city project agreement issues.
And this is not city project agreement?
Not a couple of these things that they have agendized.
Then
no.
You can't. They can meet here and you can sit here during their discussion.
Well, I don't mind sitting here during their discussion if they want to do that or have another meeting ASAP to talk about these issues.
Question. Mr. Suti brought up one. I mean, I see we have Lake Moore to discuss, the Y Highway. I think that was Nathan, you brought that up. What about the animal control property? Have I think we gave some direction, but does that need to go on the agenda too?
I think that's under the lift station locations.
It could fall under that. It could fall under that.
Okay.
And as far as the Lake Fork project, I mean, I'll just make a comment. I won't make a comment. I'll ask a question rhetorically. I wonder why the county commission does not approve a Lake Fork project that's been approved by DNR and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and seems to be holding up issues to Power Site North and causing tension along Y Highway.
You
just points of ponder.
I know. I'm sorry, you all.
He's asking the question rhetorically.
Rhetorically.
I did, just rhetorically. I was curious why they're holding it up.
Like, make a statement to go along with that if you're just listening. Like Nathan had mentioned earlier in that Y Highway project, we had looked at Y Highway and then across the lake around Power Site, Summit Ridge, those areas. I looked at the option of a treatment plant, and it was determined at the time that wasn't the best option, so Lake Bore was considered, and the pumping equipment on the Y Highway project was sized to allow the product to be transferred across the lake. And if we don't do the Lake Bore, then we're going to have to do some re-engineering on what we just built and try to reduce its size or some way, because otherwise we'll continue to have some odor problems, because this is designed for a lot higher flow than what's there. So that a lot of tax money has been spent to build a new high-capacity system, and without a Lake Bore to get more product to it, we can't utilize it.
Ron, is the commission aware that there's a timeline on those DNR permits that it started ticking?
Ron. He didn't ask me, Pat.
This Ron.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nathan, what I would say is this. We need to go ahead and agendize this. You know, when's the next sewer board meeting you guys are having?
First Tuesday of June. Basically, in our rhetorical questions, we have posed what we our frustrations. So,
June 5th. Well, as far as the commission's concerned, I believe that we need to agendize as well so that we can answer what was put in the budget and what wasn't put in the budget for this fiscal year. Meeting is on the 5th.
If that's the first Tuesday.
It's the first Tuesday.
Yes.
June 5th. 1 o'clock, is that right?
Yes.
If we could receive an invite, we could be there.
Well, let me ask this question before we do that, Mr. Hausman. Do we need to have a discussion? The commission need to have a discussion? Because we really haven't had. I've had individual discussions with members of the sewer board and the engineering company, but I don't know if we've had a formal discussion on that as a commission.
Well, I can remember at least two. I can remember a vote each time, so I think it should be a matter of record.
Deeds.
Let's agendize so that we can talk about it. Do you want to do that on our agenda for Thursday following, or do you want to do it next week? We don't meet till Thursday.
I don't remember the votes. We may have to push the clock back 1 week, but I want to make sure we have our information before their meeting so we can come to their meeting with what the commission's decision is.
I've got a question on how you get your agenda. You know, this board had 4 or 5 things that we wanted to discuss with you guys.
Right. Today's the first time I've seen them.
That's what I'm wondering about. How did our agenda get lost between us and the commission? I want to know who brought it to your attention that we needed this meeting, and who gave you what to talk about.
What did you all ask to be on the agenda while we're having that discussion?
The day that the five of us came up to visit with whomever was up there.
So that was last Tuesday?
No, it's been
the preceding
4 weeks ago.
It's been a while.
Your first Tuesday.
Right.
The month of May.
Jeff, I don't know. I don't know how this slip up occurred.
Federal court?
We were in federal court that day.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
the reason we weren't there is because we had other things that were already said. I mean, we were in a federal court case that we right. won, so.
Jeff, to answer your question, I don't know why your agenda didn't make it to us, okay? I don't know the answer to that. It may have upstairs, or we just didn't see it. We may have lost it, but the normal process is when people request meetings, they send it to Nikki or Amy upstairs, mm-hmm. and we have their agenda. When Nikki presents to us the agenda request item, because there's some that need more information, we should have had that with us, and it wasn't there. Now, I don't know why it wasn't there, but that's the process.
I think that what they got was what Amy said, wrote down. When we walked up there, Rob John said, we want to discuss. And I think what you're saying is nearly a perfect quote to what I saw her write down.
Okay.
I would say is where it came from and where the lack of communication lay.
All right.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
May I approach
you? Yes. Yeah.
Excuse me. Number four is on their deal,
yeah.
So we can go to it.
Because number three
is basically what we've been in, just whatever come up.
Do you have others?
But they
don't.
Like the other matters would be voting to approve those existing projects. We can do that here or do it down there.
They've got a hard schedule at 2:00, so we need to move on to 4 because we're down 38 minutes.
Yeah.
We can.
Let me ask a question prompted by counsel. If there's an individual city here who's not happy with the language that we have in front of us, my suggestion is that you review that with counsel and get a hold of our counsel, and we'll come to a mutual agreement between Taney County and that particular city and the sewer district. If, in fact, there are cities here that are agreeable with the language that you see today and you want to move through the process as quickly as possible because you have bills that need to be paid and you wish to agree with the language that's been pro-offered here, let's move forward by all means with it, because the sewer district, the county, and you obviously would agree on that. But for those who want, obviously, to give their counsel a chance to look at it, that's fine with us. And we'll accept and look at any recommendations or changes that you have that we're all agreeable with. Is that fair, David and Pat and sewer district board members, and Danny and Jim?
You want Michael, you want your counselor, you probably... Sure.
My suggestion is, as I understand it, we're going to get a clean copy here pretty soon that a couple of us cities are going to utilize. Take that with you, and then...
I know we have Forsyth. Are there others that have voiced approval here today, sir?
Rockway's ready?
Well, I approve what I've seen, but I want to see it in writing, you know, the final document
sure.
before I do.
We're going to
yeah.
do that, yeah.
I'm
sorry.
I agree with the philosophy of the sure. what everybody agrees to.
If anybody wants a copy of it when it's finished, Mike, give it to Nikki or David or Susie or
Susie,
I'll get
yeah.
your emails so we make sure we have them. As soon as we get these in final form, we'll shoot you a copy.
You could have a copy of that one that had circles on it, what was actually
yeah.
changed. That way to show
them. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to agree to it when these two right here agree to it, and obviously Jim Jones.
Ron?
Sherry Anderson from Bold Creek. I understand that we have to sign an agreement for each and every project. Is that not correct?
Is that correct? That's
yes.
correct.
So I did not find a problem with our existing project that we were requesting the money for with the original agreement and have signed that as such because the areas that we were talking about didn't apply. It would apply to other projects, however. So if that particular one is all right.
We just need to hear from these two right here, because they're going to listen probably to their counsel, and I know we're going to listen to our counsel. So
I will say this, that the original one you received probably didn't have all of the real reasonable corrections in it. If we can email one to you today, when would your folks be able to put an approval on it, your aldermen?
For further use, I'll have to go to my council and my board, and it doesn't meet until the 6th of June. But I'll wait if I have to.
Well, I think everybody would probably be better served if you waited,
all right.
Particularly you all. So,
Mr. Houseman, I'm aware you all have a 2 o'clock deadline for another item on your agenda. We would be pleased to move to closed session about real estate transfers and deeds, and I think you've got it in your agenda for contracts.
Actually, we are posted for litigation, personnel, and contracts.
And that would be coinciding with what we're discussing.
Do you all need to make a motion to do that? When you go into exec, I'd say yes, we do as well. Do
you double check the cities? We're good with the cities, I think.
Are there any other questions from incorporated areas that we need to address? Or anybody else here before we move into a few minutes executive session?
Yeah.
Anything at all from anyone? Greg, go ahead, sir.
Just a brief
comment, and this is actually to the Sewer District Board of Trustees. At least I'll speak for Hollister. I don't know that I'm prepared to just give you a complete list of projects right this second. I didn't bring that along with me, and I've got some stuff. But if are you planning on reconvening someplace after executive? Because really what we need to do, at least I need to do, is get better prepared for that. And so I'd ask you to let us have just a little more time so we can get you a complete list.
Rick, is this something you need before the first meeting in June?
No. We would be doing this at your request. This isn't anything that I'm aware that at least Hollister needs. We'll be happy to provide that material for you. We'll provide that to John long before your first meeting. It's just the right now to have a comprehensive list of what we got going might not be the best thing.
What I understand we're going to do is we're going to approve the boilerplate. And since Forsyth has an issue that can utilize that boilerplate, we'll approve the boilerplate, insert Forsyth's information into it, then they can go on. So once we've approved the boilerplate, then Bull Creek, Hollister, Branson, everybody else's council can look at it, then you can approve it. But the urgent one is Forsyth, who will be taking it to their council tonight. So that's what we're going to do. It's just going to be a boilerplate, and we don't need, the way I see it, your information today, just when you need the funding.
Okay, so at the conclusion, when you guys go into executive, I believe we're leaving. And is that all right? Nobody needs us again anymore. That's what I'm asking, I guess, really. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Red. Larry?
Same with us, correct? Ours won't go through that board today. It'll be at the next meeting.
Right. We'll have approved the boilerplate.
Yeah. All right, so we're square.
Before you make a motion, I want to thank everyone that came today, especially from the incorporated areas. And I apologize for being redundant. It has not been the intent of any one of the three individuals sitting here to slow this process down. And the intent has been to move the process forward and to make sure that these funds get passed through from, with the approval of the sewer district, the incorporated areas for the projects for capital improvements. Jim, I'd entertain your motion.
Motion to join the executive pursuant 610.021 subsection 1, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsections 1, 3, and 12. Discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
And Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen.
Chair would entertain.